On today's podcast, we're doing something a little different. We're going to cross podcast. I'm here with Jim, who has informed me that there is such a thing called a Star Wars community, which I was like, what? So please tell us the name of your podcast. Sounds like it's very popular. And what a Star Wars community is, because we talk a lot about communities in this podcast.
That's awesome. I'm Jim, and I am with Our Certain Point of View podcast, and we're available on pretty much every podcast platform. So again, it's Our Certain Point of View, and it's actually me and my friend Tim, we co-hosted, so Jim and Tim. So the Star Wars community, so it's a fan base, probably one of the most fractured fan bases of any major franchise, which makes it kind of hilarious and kind of frustrating at the same time. So, like, if you look at Lord of the Rings, look at Star Trek, some of these other big franchises, fantasy or sci-fi, there's a lot of, like, oh, we love Star Trek, we love Lord of the Rings. Star Wars, not so much. I love the original trilogy, and I hate the sequels, or I hate the prequels, or I love this, I hate that. So it's kind of an interesting fan base and community to navigate through. I don't even know where to start. I don't know if you have other questions.
Yes, so I do have other questions. So I have lots of questions. So explain, so on your podcast, which is pretty popular, what do you all talk about then? Or do you bring people from all their different sides?
We actually, it's in our mission statement that we are a positive Star Wars podcast. It's family friendly, and you do get, it's so odd to me. You have people that, they're Star Wars fans, diehard Star Wars fans, and they hate certain aspects of Star Wars, and they want people to know how much they hate it. It's a really weird phenomenon to me. So we're seeing this, and it's what usually whatever has come out recently. So the Skywalkers, the sequels, so like The Last Jedi is probably the one that people target the most, or The Rise of Skywalker. So the last two movies in the Skywalker saga. People will talk about these things, and they'll just blast them and tear them apart. So on our podcast, what we usually do is if there's any new material, so like lately Star Wars Visions just came out, which is a series of anime-style Japanese, they're all done by Japanese artists and Japanese authors about Star Wars. That just was released on Disney Plus. So right now we're covering those. Any new material tends to be our priority. So before that, we were talking about Bad Batch. Mandalorian, when it comes out, we do recaps of the show and talk about how it affects the larger Star Wars universe. But in between those shows, we do things like top five vehicles in the Star Wars universe, or we talk about memories we have, or sometimes we'll have like guests that'll come on and talk about, well, how did you get introduced to Star Wars? It really is an amazing fan base in that people are passionate about their connection to Star Wars.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering, is how do you all, so besides, you know, the arguments over I like this, I don't like that, I mean, obviously Star Wars has been around for a long time. It changed a lot of people when it came out because of the special effects and just the idea of this whole other world in the star. I mean, I didn't see the first one, but my cousins made me play Princess Leia, and I caught the idea. Then, of course, the minute Empire Strikes Back, I was like, I gotta go see it this time. So it's part of the world. So how do you all, like, I guess you communicate in Facebook and messages, how do you feel a sense of community?
So there are a lot of Star Wars groups, like you said, on places like Facebook, social media in general. There's a lot of Star Wars podcasts. So ours is one of many out there. The place that I mostly engage with other Star Wars fans is probably Facebook. I'm part of two different Star Wars, three if you include ours, fan pages. And it's kind of hilarious. Like I said, you'll see a lot of infighting because I am also part of a Star Trek fan page. I love Star Trek as well, and a Lord of the Rings. And I see this like every day when I get a free minute to scan social media, how the Lord of the Rings are like, oh, this is so awesome, this is so great. And same with Star Trek. Oh, I love the Next Generation. I love whatever. Excuse me. But Star Wars, it's inevitably, well, that couldn't have happened because this happened, and therefore I don't like this.
so they know it really well. They know it. They see the problems in the storyline. Wow,
it's amazing. Yeah, this is like people doing like graduate studies in this or something. Cause, you know what? I bet that's probably offered somewhere. They because they have there are two aspects of Star Wars storytelling. It's called canon and non-canon. And this is fascinating to me because those are religious terms. Canon means, you know, it's accepted as orthodox. It's accepted as truth with a capital T. And the non-canon is stories that are associated with it, but they're not necessarily true. This is how into it Star Wars fans are. When Disney bought the Star Wars franchise, everything that had been done before, with the exception of the movies, suddenly became non-canon. And this has created such a bizarre kind of schism within the Star Wars community of people like, well, this was my favorite book. Well, that's not canon anymore. Well, this was my favorite, you know, whatever, cartoon series. So, like, Clone Wars is, there was two Clone Wars cartoons made. The first one is now non-canon. The second one was made by Disney, so it's canon. Wow. So you'll hear people arguing about this, like, well, this contradicts this. Well, that's not canon. So it's absolutely
wow.
Hilarious.
So we need a Martin Luther to post at the opening of the Disney Star Wars. This is the new, wow, that's fascinating. So it's really neat how people have come together over their wanting to talk about it, even to argue. Now, one thing I want to focus on a little bit on, I'm more on my blog. My blog is pretty negative. My podcast, I try to keep positive and hope that communities can evolve. Now, do you ever see it going beyond Star Wars? Like, oh, I'm so sorry you have cancer, or how can we help you, and friendships evolve, or is it too big a community?
Yes, we do. Because it does get to be kind of a sense of community. One of the things that I love about podcasts or spoken word in general is it's automatically has a sense of intimacy to it. This is why people get very attached to, like, it's why talk radio was able to bring AM radio, you know, back. It was about to die, and then talk radio brought it back. If you listen to someone talk, there's automatically a sense of, like, you know this person. So podcasts are the new version of talk radio, and now we have this audience where people can interact with you, not just listen to you, where they can send you an email or contact you on Facebook, or our podcast is set up in the show notes that they can leave us a voicemail. We can play it on the podcast. So it does lead to these other bigger discussions. So, like, when COVID first, the quarantines were going around, yeah, that was terrifying globally. So we talked about that some on our podcast, because you remember how terrifying it was when Italy started reporting all their hospitalizations and then fatalities, and then France and then Spain. And we're just shutting down business after business and trying to get ahead of that. Yeah, we talked about stuff like that. We don't get political, because again, it's supposed to be a kind of a entertaining safe space. And that's why, again, if someone hates the sequels but loves the prequels or whatever, they should feel comfortable listening to our show. Or if they love it all, they should feel comfortable. And also, when we discuss things, we try to do it with positivity, always.
Very nice.
I love my co-host is awesome. He's a very, very positive person.
Aww.
And so he helps keep us in that line, because if anyone's going to be critical, it's me.
Yes.
I will be like, well, I didn't like this.
Knowing you, I can see that. But I just love the idea of Star Wars community. I'm going to have to start a Grease community, because that's the movie that changed my world. Now, I have one more question, because unfortunately I have to run off. But one thing I do want to focus on, I've learned a lot this year, is how groups can become toxic, and about cults. So a question I thought for you is about gaslighting. So, you know, I don't know Star Wars that well, and I only know, like, the originals, and I don't even know what they're called anymore. But in the first movie that ever came out on the big screen, when they're going up to the drones, Obi-Wan Kenobi says, these aren't the drones you're looking for. Or no, not the drones. Coming up to the police people, whatever.
Talking to these aren't the droids you're looking
isn't
for.
That guys, isn't that kind of like gaslighting? I was thinking, he's like the ultimate cult. Like, you know, no, you're not looking for these droids. Sorry.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, you've hit on something that Tim and I go back and forth on. Because, and again, I'm the critical one. And Tim... he loves the Jedi. The Jedi are all that's good and all that stuff. And I'm like, they kidnap children. And he's like, no, they don't. They take children with powers and train them. I'm like, they kidnap them. And he's like, and I've said the same thing you're hitting on there. I'm like, they're using mind control on people. And so, yeah, there are aspects of it that get into some very gray areas. It's one of the things that George Lucas, I think, handled ultimately masterfully, because... you know, we started that first movie back in 1977, A New Hope, which was originally just called Star Wars, now it's A New Hope. It was just a hero story, you know. Yes. It was the kid comes out of nowhere, princess in distress, ahead of its time. That the princess ends up basically being one of the most strong figures in the entire story. So really kind of ahead of its time for 1977, special effects way ahead of its time. But then later, when he wanted to show why were the Jedi extinct, he does show it's their own hubris, that they start to say, well, if we do it, it's correct. And that's one of the most brilliant aspects of this, is they do go from being this noble order to start doing more and more questionable things, just like you talked about. They're using mind control in order to get what they need. Or they're stealing children.
Wow.
So, and Tim, this infuriates him, which is impossible to do usually, but he gets so upset when I just say, yeah, but they're kidnapping kids.
Yeah. Well, that's great. So I'm glad I'm not the only one who, and I guess that's the beauty of Star Wars. There's so many different stories that you can find a lot in all of it. So at least in Greece, there's no mind control. I do think that Sandy and Danny probably don't have the most... wonderful relationship, and you probably shouldn't settle down right after high school, but that's after the story. Yeah. So we're good. We'll see what the prequels do. Well, thank you so much for your time, and please go. What's the name of the podcast one more time?
Our Certain Point of View.
And get back to me and tell me what you think of it. Thank you so much.